recent years, the opioid epidemic has spiraled into a crisis, leaving drug identification to be a dangerous task for all involved. Whether during a routine traffic stop or at a large public event, Thermo Fisher is working with law enforcement and first responders to provide substance testing technologies to help them stay safe and do their jobs more effectively. In today's episode of Science with a Twist, we speak with Bill Katowski, the North American sales manager for TruNarc, a handheld narcotics analyzer, and Erica Hirsch, vice president and general manager of our field and safety instruments business at Thermo Fisher. We're going to be discussing the latest in narcotic identification and how these advances in technology are keeping the public safe. We'll start with Bill, who's here to discuss the TruNarc device and how it's used to protect officers across the country. Bill, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about TruNarc and what it does.
Well, TruNarc is a small handheld device about the size of a PlayStation controller and helps bring the power of the lab to the field for presumptive testing or identification of narcotics. And to do this, it uses the Raman spectroscopy, and Thermo Fisher was the first to bring this technology to market.
You mentioned Raman spectroscopy. What exactly does that mean?
So Raman spectroscopy means it uses a laser for identification, which captures a spectra or a fingerprint of the substance. And Raman has been in the lab for decades, and every chemical has a unique way it interacts with this laser. TruNarc captures that unique information and tests it against an internal library of lab-certified standards. TruNarc has been great for enhancing officer safety throughout drug testing. One of the key benefits of TruNarc is that it's able to identify drugs inside a container, allowing for non-contact, non-destructive testing, which is really a game changer with the opioid epidemic.
Can you elaborate on that? Why is this technology so critical in the fight against opioids?
Well, with the opioid crisis, having a non-contact form of identification is vital. Raman was chosen specifically because it offers non-contact testing for most substances. Traditionally, officers have had to use wet chemistry kits, which require touching the sample for every test. And today, more than ever, first responders can come in contact with fentanyl, a drug that can be 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. There are many analogs or variants of fentanyl, and some of these are so potent that they can be harmful for officers to touch or even handle. TruNarc can help identify fentanyl and fentanyl analogs safely through the bag or a container. It really helps first responders know what they're dealing with.
What did first responders do to identify suspected narcotics before TruNarc?
Well, for decades, officers used what are known as wet chemistry tests. And the trouble with those tests are they're subjective. They're not definitive. It requires some level of analysis or interpretation on the part of the officer. TruNarc really takes that user interpretation out of the question and gives clear and definitive results. Many departments are moving towards TruNarc for a safer and a more accurate presumptive test.
For folks who may not be familiar with the terminology, what is a presumptive test?
So at a drug buy or drug scene, a police officer would actually conduct a field test. And it's known as a presumptive test because it's just a preliminary test to be able to have probable cause, seek a search warrant, or bring a suspect into custody. If a case is going to go to trial, a confirmatory test from the lab would be required.
So if I may, just taking that discussion a step further, so the officer has the TruNarc in his possession, and then the officer comes upon a situation where there is a narcotic present. What does the officer do, and how does that help facilitate the arrest or the subsequent handling of that situation?
Well, if the suspected material is in a bag, the officer can then position the TruNarc against the bag and identify the material inside. If the substance is exposed, they do have the opportunity to cover the substance with the bag or place the contents of the substance in a bag and point and shoot and identify the substance inside the bag safely.
How large a sample size is needed in order to get an accurate result?
Not much at all. However, TruNarc is not a trace detector. It's considered to be a bulk detector, but by bulk, I mean all you need is a pinhead size amount in order to focus the laser on that sample. As long as you can see the sample, so can the TruNarc.
Can you share some of the success stories that customers have seen from using TruNarc?
Yes. There are several. Phoenix Police Department is one of our great reference customers, and they have had success with TruNarc for years. They now have 27 TruNarcs deployed throughout the city, and they have greatly reduced the backlog at the crime lab, saving them approximately $22,000 per month. TruNarc is used by Border Patrol agents, and it is now in use in 47 states and 50 countries.
How does TruNarc influence a police department's ability to save money?
Well, TruNarc saves money by streamlining the entire drug testing process. With TruNarc, testing is more accurate and reliable, which can lead to an increase in the number of plea agreements and fines collected. TruNarc helps agencies reduce evidence transportation costs and reduce backlog at the crime lab. Overall, this can lead to faster case resolution and also help drug offenders access treatment sooner.
How many TruNarc analyzers are currently in use by law enforcement, and what is the demand?
After 7 years of availability, we now have thousands of TruNarcs deployed globally, and the demand continues to grow.
What do you hope is the main takeaway for our audience today?
I just hope that the takeaway is how widespread the opioid crisis is and how TruNarc is really helping address it. With presumptive testing of narcotics, officer safety is of the utmost importance. We have had officers tell us that if TruNarc identifies fentanyl for them just once, it is worth the investment.
Thanks, Bill. This has been a great conversation, and I know our listeners have learned a lot about TruNarc and how it's helping law enforcement everywhere. Now I'd like to bring in Erica Hirsch, Vice President and General Manager of our Field and Safety Instruments business at Thermo Fisher, who can talk more broadly about our mission of enabling our customers to make the world healthier, cleaner, and safer. To get started, if you would just kind of introduce yourself and give me a little bit of your background and your current role within Thermo Fisher.
Hi, I'm Erica Hirsch. I'm the Vice President and General Manager of our Field and Safety Instruments business. So I actually started my career as a molecular biologist and worked in pharma before getting my MBA and joining Thermo Fisher.
If you would, just talk a little bit about some of the end markets that you serve.
Sure. So we serve a lot of different end markets in the field and safety instruments business. This runs the gamut from everywhere from first responders to explosive detection units. We also do a lot in pharmaceutical raw material ID, so making sure that we keep the chain of the raw materials that go into pharmaceuticals or drugs understood and what they and knowing what they are. We also serve a lot of industrial markets. So again, there we brought the lab to the field and do everything from metals analysis, oil and gas analysis to a certain extent as well. So a lot of things where, you know, years ago you needed something that was a piece of benchtop equipment in the lab. Today we bring it to you in the field in markets from, you know, safety and security, industrials, pharmaceuticals, and even nuclear and medical.
Earlier, we heard about the extent to which TruNarc has revolutionized the ability for law enforcement to identify unknown substances in the field. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the military applications?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a full product family that looks at safety and security applications, which include state and local, which is where the TruNarc really fits, but also federal government and military applications. So we do a lot with the First Defender, which uses Raman technology to identify explosives and narcotics without requiring direct contact with a substance. We also have the True Defender that uses FTIR technology and can look at narcotics, but especially explosives that include dark materials. We also have the industry-leading Gemini, which includes both Raman and FTIR technologies. That is really a handheld that has done something very incredible by combining those two technologies. That instrument is to a military standard, so it's really very rugged, and it's probably one of the best choices that there is out there for military firefighters and law enforcement to detect explosives and narcotics in the field.
Yeah, given the company mission to enable our customers to make the world healthier, cleaner, and safer, can you talk a little bit about the way that the business helps us fulfill our mission of enabling our customers to make the world safer?
Absolutely. I think that there's a lot that our business has been a part of in the last few years that has made the world safer in many ways. So the First Defender RM was used in, you know, everywhere from New Zealand to Fiji to combat increasing drug trafficking in those regions. We've really seen that a lot of the First Defender, Gemini, and True Defender products have been able to really keep drugs off the street. and really identify them when they come in through a port or an airport. We also have the EPD TruDose, which is a personal dosimeter, and it's actually being used by residents returning to Fukushima to monitor exposure levels to ionizing radiation to make sure that those residents are not returning to a place that's unsafe and is really able to monitor what they're able to do. And then our TruScan product line, which is fit for the pharmaceutical market, has been used to successfully identify falsified or counterfeit medicines, such as anti-malaria pills in Africa over the last few years. So we really have a whole suite of products that really go to that safer part of our mission statement.
Can you talk a little bit about the, you know, the dialogue with customers and how that leads to, you know, either the development of a new instrument or more specifically the application of existing technology to, you know, the instruments that you do produce?
Yeah, absolutely. We spend a lot of time with our customers really looking at how their day-to-day is changing. I think there are certain places in the world and certain markets and certain threats that change over time. So one example of this is that we built libraries for a lot of our equipment based on explosives and narcotics. You know, were popular years ago when the products were launched, but the power for us is actually in being able to update those libraries when there's a new threat that comes out. So one example of that is the fentanyl crisis and the many different analogs of fentanyl that there are now. So we were actually able to update our libraries to include a lot of those different analogs and get that out through software updates and library updates to our customers so that they can constantly be fighting new threats that are appearing daily, especially in the narcotics area.
One of the other areas that we want to touch upon is the portability of some of these instruments. I know that in some cases we describe them as handheld, but in other cases they're actually attached to the belt of someone in uniform. Can you talk a little bit about the way that you've been able to reduce the weight load of individuals in uniform and how that contributes to the adoption of the technology?
A lot of the products that we make are made to a standard for ruggedness, but we also like to make them as lightweight as possible because we know that people, especially first offenders, will be using these on a daily basis. So one of the products that we have, so the RadEye family or the SPRDs that we have are really built to fit on the belt of any police officer, fire department officer, or really any first responder. And what they tell you is basically if there is a radiation threat going on. And really, we spent a lot of time taking out any extra, you know, ounces from that product to ensure that it's just something that sits on their belt. It's very easy to use. And they're able to carry that around with them all day, and it alarms if they're seeing a different level of radiation coming from their environment.
The other area that we're hoping to touch upon is, you know, the extent to which we help ensure the safety of the public in, you know, large events. If you could talk a little bit about how you assist, you know, public safety and government officials in ensuring the safety of folks who gather for large events, that would be interesting.
So we have a lot of different products that go into use for the safety of people in different large public events or venues. A lot of these are the handhelds that we employ. So when you're coming into an event like that, they could use some of our products to detect, you know, if you have a substance in your pocket that they can't identify when you go through a detector or something like that. We can help with that piece of it. We also have some fixed devices that can give a signal back to the event or venue security and let them know if there is a radiation threat coming from the venue.
Excellent. Thinking about the investment that Thermo Fisher makes in research and development and considering that it's, you know, upwards of $1 billion a year, if you could just elaborate on, you know, how you apply that culture of innovation to the business that you're leading.
I think one of the major tenets of Thermo Fisher is really on that R&D piece, really ensuring that we're staying cutting edge, we're employing cutting edge technology to solve our customers' issues. It's one of the things that our team spends the most time on. Our marketing team spends the most time collecting data from the field and really bringing that back into the factory and working with the R&D teams to turn that into new product. A lot of what we're seeing now talks about connectivity. Our customers want to be connected. That's an area that I think is a big concern to your earlier question about venues. How do we make sure that if you have several devices, everything is connecting and up and running and you can see the threat very quickly? One of the other things that we've done in recent years, too, to make sure that we're staying cutting edge is really responded to our customers and their needs. So we got a lot of feedback recently that our radiation monitoring instruments needed to be able to not just detect a threat, but also to identify the isotope so that first responders and other people could really go back and see where this radiation threat came from and track it. And so we actually can now identify the isotopes that enable us to both assess the level of threat, but also go back and track where that came from. So we're constantly applying R&D technology, but also the wishes and desires of our customers back into the product to make the product better, but also to ensure that our products stay cutting edge and really keep solving our customer needs.
Given the opportunity to sort of articulate the vision for the business, why what you do is important?
So basically, this business was designed to really bring lab equipment to the field, to the point of use, to make it easier for our customers. So for some customers, that means saving resources and saving time. But for customers like our first defenders or our military customers, it really means being able to save, you know, their lives in certain manners so that they are actually able to identify something very quickly and make sure that it's known that there's a threat. So from a business standpoint, what we do is we bring equipment from the lab to the field, to the point of use. We save time, we save resources, but we're also really able to make quick identifications with our products that really help our customers stay safer.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Science with a Twist. If you'd like to hear more stories from scientific experts about other interesting topics like TruNarc, please consider subscribing to our podcast. Like what you hear? Don't forget to leave us a review. We'll see you next month on Science with a Twist.